اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. All praise Allah due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the beneficent, the merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we serve and thee do we beseech for help. Keep us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Coming tonight, and I welcome all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you. And may the blessings of God be upon you and all of us here present. Today's program, we started off with a little bit different than the previous years. We were able to join together and witness and to observe the congregational prayer. And we have this lovely, wonderful dinner that has been put together by the volunteers and from donations from the area Muslim restaurants. So we're very grateful and thankful for that, for all the delicious food we have and all the people who went into putting together the fast-breaking dinners here in Ramadan. And we're very honored to have with us some new faces and some faces that we've seen in the past. Some of our old friends have come to return. I'd like to welcome Father Gideon, who is here from St. Peter's Episcopal Church. He's visiting here, Freehold, New Jersey, from Nigeria. And he is an ecumenical priest. And we have with us Pastor Pat Medley from Hope Lutheran Church in Freehold. And Pastor Pat, we're very excited that she's going to be taking a wonderful trip, pilgrimage to Ireland as well as South Africa, and we want to wish her the best. And we have Sister Claire here from St. Rose of Lima. As well as our dear friend from the Open Door, friend Stan Rosenthal, and I'm going to actually ask him to say a few words towards the end, and all of our clergy will get to say some prayers at the end. But before that, what I would like to do is ask Maulana Askari, who is visiting us here from India. He is our guest of honor. He's always here as our spiritual guide. He's been here with us for the past 11 years. And we're very honored and we're very blessed to have him here to provide us with the spiritual guidance in this most blessed month. And I would like to ask Maulana to come up. And I'm going to ask my father, Dr. Musa Jaffri, to come up as well, as he will be translating the few words that Maulana has to share with us. Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله. أما بعد، چونکہ یہاں کے اوپر جن لوگوں کے لیے میں تقریر کرنے آیا ہوں ان کی زبان انگریزی ہے اور ہمیں اردو میں تقریر کرنا تھی، لہذا میں نے تقریر اپنی لکھ کر کے ڈاکٹر جعفری صاحب کو دے دیا تاکہ وقت بچے، آپ ایک دفعہ اردو سنیں پھر اس کے بعد انگریزی سنیں. تو ڈاکٹر جعفری صاحب سے میں درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ وہ تقریر کا انگلش ترجمہ آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کر دیں تاکہ وقت میں کفایت شعری ہو سکے.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent and the Merciful, Maulana was telling that he speaks Urdu, which is our language limited to India and Pakistan, and for the benefit of saving the time, he had given me the speech which I translated in English, which I'm going to read on his behalf. It gives me great pleasure to meet all of you, the followers of the Abrahamic faiths, in this blessed month of Ramadan, which is the month of love, peace and mercy. I welcome you all on this spiritual occasion where the followers of the three Abrahamic faiths, Islam, Christianity and Judaism, have gathered under one roof, and I consider this the most sacred duty. I also wish that we all, in our capacities, play an important role to establish justice and peace in this world, and create an atmosphere of love, affection, and gather mankind together under the shadow of God's mercy. The Holy Quran, chapter 57, verse 25, states, "Certainly, we sent our apostles with the constitution of life and balance to establish justice and equality in the society." Introducing his last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, God in the Holy Quran, chapter 21, verse 107 states, "We did not send you but as a source of mercy to all nations." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, describes the objective of his mission as only to bring mercy to mankind. Holy Quran, chapter 31, verse 2 and 3 states, "These are the verses of the Book of Wisdom, a guidance and mercy for the righteous." Not only the Quran, but all the divine books are a source of mercy. The Holy Quran, chapter 11, verse 17, alluding to the Torah, mentions, "And before him there was the book of Moses, a guide and mercy." The lives of God's messengers and prophets are the best examples of love and mercy. At the time of the victory of the Muslims over the pagans of Mecca, when the soldiers of the victorious Muslim forces, who had been treated inhumanely and tortured by the pagans, wanted to take revenge and raised the slogan that today is a day of revenge and bloodletting. Instead, the Prophet of Islam admonished them and declared that this day was a day of mercy and forgiveness. It was a peaceful victory with no bloodshed. The month of Ramadan is a month of nurturing brotherly love and mercy amongst humankind. In the sacred month of Ramadan, one of the most important goals of fasting is to arouse the feeling of love and to participate in alleviating each other's pain and suffering. The sixth successor to the Holy Prophet, Imam Ja'far Sadiq,